until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee wishing you all the best. Happy trails until we talk again later with some community friends right here on WRCO-FM Richland Center. It is 34 degrees. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing, the judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clement with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News. ABC News now projecting that Arizona's Senate race will go to Democrat Ruben Gallego, beating Republican Kari Lake. The GOP already winning a majority in the Senate, taking at least 52 seats. Control of the House still up in the air, with several races undecided. A new pledge this morning at COP29, the UN's annual climate conference. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer promising an 81% cut to emissions from his country in the next decade.
This is the path towards national security, energy independence, and the economic stability necessary to boost living standards for working people.
But leaders of some of the world's biggest countries and biggest polluters, including the U.S., China, and India, are skipping the conference entirely. Running an ultramarathon's tough enough. Now several people have done it in Antarctica. Runners covered in 100 miles on the ice. The two winners, both Americans, finishing in less than 24 hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high potentially around 50 today, partly cloudy and quiet. Southeast winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Clouds will increase tonight and a low of 34. Wednesday mainly cloudy and breezy. A 50% chance of light rain by late tomorrow afternoon. A high of 51. Wednesday night, periods of light rain, a low of 49. More clouds than sun Thursday and a high of 51. Friday partly cloudy and pleasant with a high of 54.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
If you love vinyl records, listen up. This Sunday, November 17th, Mastodon Records in Richland Center presents a special sale featuring great deals on vinyl records, top quality records from a local estate, and area vendors who will be offering records, CDs, DVDs, and other memorabilia. Everyone is welcome to stop by Mastodon Records at Okooch Books and Libations this Sunday from 10 until 3. It will be a great time to shop for the vinyl record enthusiast in your shopping list. Celebrate music, a collection like no other, and other surprises at Mastodon Records Special Sale Sunday in downtown Richland Center.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Jennifer Holland joins us on WRCO's morning show. She is an author and has a new book out as well. We're going to talk about life-changing lessons in canine intelligence. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So I'm an animal lover from way, way back, and also a lover of writing. And I was able to kind of bring those two things together in my career, and spent a long time writing for National Geographic magazine. I have a series of books called Unlikely Friendships that were a lot of fun to work on and people really loved. And the new book is Dog Smart, and I'm really excited about this book. I think it's got a lot of really interesting science, but also it's very accessible and I think a fun read, and I'm hoping people really love it.
So it's kind of a different process for you if you're writing for a magazine as opposed to writing a full-length book, I'm sure, isn't it?
Oh yeah, very much so. The magazine, you know, you have obviously a more limited time frame and a lot less space to yammer on about the things that you want to say. So in the book, 300 pages later, I still had lots of things I would have loved to have added, and spent 3 years working on the book. So it's really pulled together a lot of good stuff.
I presume you love all animals, but dogs, are they your favorite?
They are up there. I hate to pick a favorite, but certainly right now with all the research and reporting I did on them and time spent with all kinds of working dogs and just the miraculous things really that they're capable of doing, I do have a special place in my heart for them right now, for sure.
So Dog Smart, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah. So the idea of the book is to consider what it means to be intelligent for a dog. So, you know, we tend to think of intelligence as in a dog as, you know, the dog that responds to our commands the most easily or that learns tricks. And that is certainly an indication of intelligence. There's no question. But there's so much about dogs that is intelligent in their own world, in their own right. And so I really thought about things like olfactory intelligence. You know, let's think about their senses and how they work and how they allow them to think and make decisions and thrive. Broadly, adaptive intelligence, the fact that dogs live everywhere that we live, that they have adapted to our niche and are, you know, became this very, very special animal to us. And in a way, you know, sort of took advantage of mm-hmm. of us in a sense and really filled a very special role in our lives. And they're emotionally intelligent. Their communication system is quite robust and intelligent. And so I really dove into a lot of different aspects of intelligence and met with working dogs and their owners and trainers and learned a lot about how they learn, how they're trained, and what they're capable of in a broad way.
Did that include military animals?
It did, yes. I did get to spend some time at Lackland Air Force Base and see the dogs in training and even spent time also with police dogs, including getting to experience what it's like to be the bad guy on the other side of a bite dog, you know, a dog that's trained to take somebody down who's breaking the law and running. So I like to throw myself into things as much as I can. And so that was really an amazing experience.
That is an amazing thing because dogs, canine units, are real effective, and certainly they've made their way out to our area, even here in rural Wisconsin, and a very effective tool for law enforcement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's so amazing about them is that they're able to flip that switch and know when they're on duty and when, you know, a bite is appropriate. And then they go home to their families and they're absolutely the sweetest, most loving dogs. There's, you know, never a concern that the dog is going to get confused and, you know, bite someone in the family. They absolutely are able to be these two different animals.
So all dogs have some intelligence. If a dog does not learn tricks, is that because I'm a poor owner and can't teach him? Or
that is what they say. They say there's no dumb dogs. There's just bad trainers, bad owners. You know, I think every dog has their skill set, and some are certainly more committed to learning tasks. And you know, for example, border collies, you know, everyone thinks of them as being super intelligent, and they are. They can learn many, many words for things. They're so committed. You know, they want to work, and they want to do things right, and they want to please us. And there are some breeds and some dogs that just are a little less interested in that, but that doesn't mean that they don't have amazing skills in other areas if given the opportunity.
What about comfort animals?
Yeah, you know, they're really special. I include them in the kind of emotional intelligence section of the book, and really thinking about some dogs really just do have an amazing ability to read us and to kind of know what to do, you know, and comfort dogs, you know, they do get training to do the things that they do to comfort people. But there's also something innate there that I think anyone who's worked with them will tell you, that they just have a certain sense of, you know, when what somebody's emotions are and how to respond to them. And that's why they're so effective in so many situations, whether visiting people in a hospital or working with kids who are, you know, stuck in the court system and are going through something very stressful, to, you know, emergency situations where, you know, there's been a disaster and people just need comfort to get through it. So they're really, I think, particularly special.
Can you let us in on any stories that you perhaps experienced firsthand while you were researching the book, Jennifer?
Yeah. You know, one thing that I did that was really, really neat was to spend time with at the Seeing Eye in New Jersey, which is one of the premier training centers for seeing eye dogs, for guide dogs for the blind. And I, again, got to watch dogs being trained and see them at different levels of training. And I also got to actually hold a harness and be led by a dog with my eyes closed in New York City on a very busy street. And I knew it would be kind of a neat thing. I thought, oh, this will be fun. This would be kind of a cool experience. But I was just amazed at how fast the dog moved, at how confident the dog was, and how easily we maneuvered down the street. You know, I didn't bump into anything. There was no tripping. You know, I didn't bang into pedestrians. It was, you know, clearly the dog knew exactly what to do and how to do it, and was very aware of, you know, things that might get in my way that wouldn't necessarily get in the dog's way. You know, they have to think in terms of what's going to affect you, their person. And so that was kind of a neat thing to observe and to be a part of.
I would guess you had some apprehension, some fear at first in that situation, didn't you?
A little bit. You know, it's hard to give up your main sense. And certainly we use our eyes as humans, or, you know, most of us use our eyes as our primary way of experiencing the world. And so to hand that off and to put your faith in this animal is a little bit difficult. But once you do, you realize, you know, again, just how amazing they are at knowing what to do.
How many books have you written, Jennifer?
This is the fifth book. The first four were all part of the Unlikely Friendships series. There was Unlikely Friendships, Unlikely Loves, Unlikely Heroes, and then a book that was the dog's edition of Unlikely Friendships, just kind of pulling together the dog stories. And so this is the first book that's kind of a more, you know, it's a little more heavy duty. It's got a lot of content, a lot of science, a lot of stories. It's really a mix of all the things that I love. And I'm just really excited about it being out there.
Man's best friend, that's been the case for going back probably to the caveman era, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Thousands of years they've been filling that role.
Isn't that amazing? Anything else you wanted to add about dogs or your experience when you're putting the book together, Jennifer?
I think just, you know, another aspect of the book is sort of suggesting ways that we can be better owners and appreciate dogs for their dogness, so to speak, and different things that we can do as their owners to let them be, you know, as dog-like as possible, letting them sniff, letting them roll, you know, letting them kind of do the things that they naturally want to do, because so much of their life is consumed by doing things for us and living under our rules. And so as much as possible, I sort of feel like they're going to live their best life if we can appreciate what is it like to be a dog and let them sort of have a little bit of that back.
So give them a little bit of dog moments, and they're not necessarily going to revert back to not being trained and things like that.
Exactly. And they might actually be trained better because they're going to be happier, healthier dogs if they're, you know, not so constrained all the time.
Can you see yourself writing another book about dogs?
You know, I'm not sure. I may move on to another animal since I love so many of them, but there is a lot to say about dogs, and I really, you know, the working dogs I met from all different, you know, aspects of our lives were remarkable, and you could write a book on any one of those. So it could happen.
So do you have plans for the next book yet or not?
Still thinking about it. You know, sort of glowing basking in the glow of having finished this one after 3 years. But I'm sure I will keep writing, and animals are always my favorite subject.
I know you've done a lot of writing based on natural history and whatnot. Have you ever had a visit to Wisconsin before?
Oh, yes. I actually went to UW-Madison.
Ah, well, then you have. I did not realize that.
Been in Wisconsin. Yeah, I love Wisconsin. Great place. I was there not long ago visiting Madison and some friends. So I'm a fan, definitely a fan.
Sure.
Go Badgers.
Right, exactly. What part of the state has been your favorite in your travels then?
You know, I think I have a special love for Madison, I have to say. But, you know, it is really a beautiful state. I think it's underappreciated for its natural beauty. And it's just always a pleasure to go back.
I think sometimes when we live around here, we kind of take things for granted, you know, when you drive by it every day.
For sure. But I don't know if I can handle that cold anymore. I used to not mind it so much, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, it could be a strong winter. You never know. That's
right.
For sure. How can people get a hold of your works, Jennifer, if they like to do so?
Yeah, so Dog Smart is, you know, should be available on all the online retailers. Hopefully the bookstores, the regular bookstores also carry it, and you can always ask them to order it. And then I have a website, jenniferhollandwriter.com. You can link from there. And I'm also on Instagram now, Dog Smart Book Author is my handle, and I would love for people to follow. I'm kind of new to Instagram, so check it out, and please follow me for more great pictures and stories.
I'm thinking after we read Dog Smart, we're going to have more of an appreciation for our dog, aren't we?
I think so. And a lot of people have told me that. People who have read it said that it changed, you know, even just in small ways, it changed some things about how they respond to their dog. You know, people said, when I walk my dog, I'm more patient than I used to be. I give them time to sniff around and to really experience things as they naturally would. And that's very rewarding for me to hear.
Well, the holidays are coming up. I think it would make a great gift for a dog lover, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I agree. Please send copies to everyone you know who loves dogs.
Oh, man. Well, nice to speak with you over the phone here today, Jennifer, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That's Jennifer Holland joining us. Dog Smart, life-changing lessons in canine intelligence. We're pleased to talk about it on today's morning show.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Apples are in good supply at Oak Woodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oak Woodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oak Woodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Woodford Farms, that's the one for family.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Michelle Ryan, an administrator with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, is our guest today as we talk about some things that are hot topics in November. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Real well. We're getting set for, some things in the final couple months of the year. Something that always comes up, cryptocurrency. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, well, we want to talk about cryptocurrency right now because the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, recently published a report on cryptocurrency fraud complaints filed in 2023, and the information is just staggering. Nationwide losses were 45% greater in 2023 than in 2022, and cryptocurrency used by scammers is just, it's on the rise, and the estimated losses associated with cryptocurrency is more than $5.6 billion and accounts for almost half of all financial losses reported to the IC3 in 2023. And there were more than 69,000 complaints involving cryptocurrency. Over 70% of the financial losses involving crypto specifically involved investment scams, which we talk about quite a bit. And about 10% of losses involved call center frauds, which include those common imposter schemes that we also talk about. You know, to bring this home a little bit, out of all 50 states, Wisconsin was the 25th most cryptocurrency fraud reports, with over $35 million in losses reported. So really want people to pay attention when crypto comes up in a conversation with someone they don't know.
Is it typical, like if you already have cryptocurrency, that you're going to get targeted, or is it for new people that are looking into it?
No, you don't have to. It is typically usually for those that don't already have cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is the latest in a group of payment methods that happen to be useful for scammers. You know, we've talked about cash, wire transfer, prepaid gift cards. Well, now cryptocurrency is the red flag. Not those who are actively seeking crypto as an investment on their own without any initiator from an outside contact. They just say, hey, I'm interested, and do their research and do something. This is those scammers, those people who are reaching out to you out of the blue and through bizarre methods of contact, if you will, and offer this as opportunities.
So what can we do to guard ourselves?
Well, the first thing is to understand why crypto is so popular, and it's because it's not controlled by any central institution or authority. It appears to be anonymous. I mean, users do have accounts, but there's no easy way to find out who is behind a specific account. It's really difficult for law enforcement to track, and many consumers just don't fully understand how it works. So it gives the scammers that opportunity to take advantage. And we just want to be sure consumers should be aware that no legitimate business, government agency, or other institution will demand payment in cryptocurrency. And if that contact that you're dealing with refuses to accept other payment methods or only accepts those prepaid gift cards, cash, wiring money, that is a scam or some other form of fraud. And hang up, disconnect, back away. Just don't engage further so you can stay protected.
The headline is Pig Butchering Investment Scams. That caught my eye. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, this one has just a fun name, if you will. Pig butchering scams require a lot of time, patience, and dedication from scammers that many targets do not even consider the possibility that they're being scammed. It's referred to by the FBI as a confidence-enabled investment fraud. It's a type of investment scam, and it's called pig butchering because the scammers, quote, fatten up their victims by gradually convincing them to contribute more and more to their fraudulent investment or scheme, and then they come in for that slaughter, if you will, by conning us out of our money. And, you know, again, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, in 2023 had investment schemes as accounting for just 4% of all fraud, but accounted for over 30% of the total losses, and that average loss of $7,000 compared to other fraud losses of just $599 on average. So again, this is on the rise. People may start to hear this term used more often because it's a different variation of an investment scheme, and it's a longer term one.
So they try to befriend you or convince them to trust them and things like that?
Yeah, what it looks like is a scammer takes this personal approach and they pretend to be a new friend or a romantic interest. Others might act as a financial or investment coach and advise their targets on where and how to maximize their investment returns. But these pig butchers, scammers, if you will, also try to maximize their own returns by stringing the individual along for as long as possible. This scammer can show them fake profits, encourage them to invest more, and even allow them to withdraw small amounts early in the scam to continue building that trust. And then even if the target catches onto the scheme and tries to fully withdraw their investment, the scammer often attempts one last fraud by charging a fake withdrawal fee or taxes. So this one just, it takes months to unfold. The scammer rarely meets with the individuals in real life. And if this investment opportunity is presented to you by someone you've never met in person, be extremely cautious. Because by estimates, more than 1 in 10 Americans who've used a dating app since 2018 have been targeted by pig butchering. But remember, it doesn't just come through the dating app. It could be these fake financial or investment coaches as well.
The term love bombing comes into play a little bit, doesn't it?
That's right. This is one of the red flags. Love bombing, or showing excessive affection on a dating site or app, especially followed by any type of investment or cryptocurrency pitch. Again, often these are tied to cryptocurrency schemes. If you get a wrong number text and the messenger tries to establish a relationship with you, that's a red flag. If you're told to download a special new or independent crypto trading app, and any investment app or site offers minimal investment amounts with guaranteed high returns or provides small returns soon after your first investment to encourage you to continue to invest and invest more, those are all red flags. And, you know, if you or a friend or family member sees these things, please try and recognize them as red flags and shut it down.
What about military scammers?
Yeah, this is just sad. So no matter their exact scheme, scammers impersonate military service members to create this plausible deniability for themselves. And over the past few years, the new technologies like deepfakes, artificial intelligence or AI, and voice cloning have made it possible for online scammers to convincingly impersonate a real person or invent a totally fake identity for themselves. And many consumers know not to trust someone who refuses to meet in real life. But with the military, there are real circumstances that really do make it impossible to meet. So consumers in these circumstances where they could be connected to a military service member, be cautious to protect themselves that some scammer isn't coming in and impersonating that military individual.
What are some red flags in a case like that, Michelle?
Some of the red flags are some of the things that the scammer would say, both directly or indirectly. You know, they could say that they can't access their bank account right now, but that they need money, that they want to meet you in person, but there's a fee to request time off. Traveling back to the U.S. is expensive, and they ask you to help them buy a plane ticket, asking you to hold on to a package if they ship it to you. So they ask for your address, saying that they owe money to a commanding officer. So can you help them with that? Lots of different reasons to get your personal information or to get you to make a payment to them would be a red flag. All of these are ways that they could acquire that. So know that real service members will not ask a civilian to sign military paperwork. There are no fees for a service member to take time off or retire, and no commanding officer will contact you to demand money or gift cards. You know, we know real soldiers' deployments can last 1 to 2 years, but a scammer will try and keep their scheme going as long as possible. So never send money to someone you've not met and cannot verify with certainty that they are real and a trustworthy person. We don't want these scammers to harm individual consumers, and we certainly don't want them to harm the reputation of our military service members.
You just wonder how low can they go sometimes, don't you?
They're going to take every opportunity to follow those headlines or follow our current events or situations where they can manipulate someone. And so, yeah, pretty low in this case.
I know you've had a range of more of the extortion reports lately and attempts by scammers. What can you tell us about that, Michelle?
Yeah, here at DadCap, we've received an increased number of reports about extortion attempts sent by email and text message. The messages falsely claim that the senders obtain private and potentially damaging information, often video recordings of the consumer. And they often imply that they've been watching and recording the consumer's actions for a long time. And the scammer then threatens to send the data to the consumer's friends, family, and coworkers if they don't pay up. They often claim that the consumers visited unsafe websites, which allowed the scammer to access their device, including webcams and cell phone cameras. And they may even send some accurate information to make this claim seem more believable, like a Google Maps photo of the consumer's home. So this can be incredibly alarming and convincing. And just realize they're just using basic data that's out on the internet in order to be able to do that pairing of the consumer they're targeting and the home. They don't actually have any other legitimate information about you.
What do you do if you are the subject of a target?
Well, first, ignore the message. Don't contact them back or open any links or attachments. Then never send money, whether in the form of the cryptocurrency gift cards or the direct wire transfer. Then change your passwords. And I say this because often the scammer references having a password in their extortion email. And if you reuse the password for multiple accounts, and create new and unique passwords for each of the accounts to prevent the scammer from accessing them, because that will bring you comfort and also keep them out of your information. And then report it. If you're targeted by any extortion or blackmail scheme, report it to DadCap. We're going to share the information with the FBI, the Internet Crime Complaint Center, that IC3, and the Federal Trade Commission, so that we're all working together on shutting these extortion attempts down.
We talked about it a bit last time, Michelle, but the open enrollment period is now going on for, I guess, a little bit over a month yet. And is there anything there in terms of trying to keep people out of a scam jam?
Yeah, unfortunately, Medicare open enrollment is a prime opportunity for scammers at current events type situations. So seniors and caretakers should be cautious of scams and frauds during this time. Some of the common Medicare enrollment scams to be aware of is a phone call asking you for your Medicare number, credit card information, address, or other billing details so they can, quote, renew your coverage or send you a new Medicare card. If you get contacted by an alleged insurance agent or broker that offers you a too-good-to-be-true deal on supplemental insurance, a Medigap plan, or Medicare Advantage private insurance plan, or door-to-door solicitors claiming to be Medicare staff or other federal employees offering exclusive savings or discount products. That's the type of scams we typically see during this open enrollment period that deal with Medicare.
When you look at some Medicare scams, can you give us some other examples?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, throughout the year, we're going to see all sorts of things. So those could be mixed in right now, too. And that's messages like emails or robocalls offering free medical services or supplies, new vaccine promotions stating you need to pay out of pocket, but Medicare can reimburse you. Maybe someone calling a telemarketer trying to sell you DNA tests they claim are covered by Medicare, or you've overpaid for your benefits and are owed a refund. All you have to do is provide your Medicare information and you'll receive your money back right away. Those are some additional scams that happen, you know, outside of the open enrollment period. So always be on the lookout for them and never give that personal information to anyone who contacts you out of the blue, even if the request seems to come from Medicare. They don't have staff standing by to just call people or go door to door, and they don't sell in that way. Medicare will return a phone call that you make to them, but otherwise you need to initiate that contact. And you can always check things out at medicare.gov or call them at 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227.
Likewise, with Social Security, they don't have a staff that they used to have, you know, and I'm probably not going to call you unless you solicited the call first, right?
No, absolutely not. And the IRS and, you know, the government agencies aren't there out there just randomly calling consumers. They'll return calls in response to a situation, but then you aren't going to have to do that verification and hand over your personal information or banking information. And you should report any of those types of situations to DATCAP so we can get the word out that those scammers are circulating in our state. And you can do that at the Consumer Protection Hotline, 1-800-422-7128, or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Likewise, if you have any questions of the things that we talked about today, Michelle, the same contact info, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Please reach out. And that's, again, datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle Reinen, always a pleasure. Have a good month, and we'll talk to you again in December.
That sounds great. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners out there.
Same to you. You bet. Michelle Reinen joining us here on WRCO for a monthly morning show visit.
The month of November always reminds us of what we are thankful for. At Rockwell Automation, they are thankful for the wonderful employees and the efforts they put in every day. They're also a proud employer of many veterans and active duty military members and would like to extend a sincere thank you to those who serve and have served. Please be sure to thank a veteran this month and take a moment to remember all those who have served our nation. Rockwell would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Homeownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the homeownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Thanks to our guests on the morning show today from WRCO Radio. We have some great guests coming up here, some great subjects. We'll talk about Riverdale Schools with some guests in the studio tomorrow. Also, a little later on this week, we'll talk about a recent Badger Honor Flight. Really look forward to that as well. We had planned to have the Richland Center High School exchange students in the studio, but a little bit of a cross up there. We're going to try to have them on later on this month, perhaps, as we introduce you to some youngsters in the area that are blending right into the community and contributing and doing a great job at Richland Center High School. So that is straight ahead, plus some events going on this weekend as well. A fundraiser for some stained glass windows at Park Street Christian Church. We'll talk about that a little later this week as well. It's a busy week and weekend in Southwest Wisconsin, no doubt. 38 right now at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Here is BJ Thomas.
Early this morning, I opened my eyes and caught you watching me sleep.
I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. I love you, I want you forever and always. What's written all over your face? I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again. And deep in your eyes, I see the hunger that only true love can feed. I'm getting new looks from an old lover again.
Just that way. just that way. That old sun comes up every morning. It's just that way.
Alan Jackson on WRCO FM 100.9, and it's just that way. 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here at WRCO Studios, we remind you the Richland Center American Legion will be taking down flags at Flag Park Saturday starting at 10, weather permitting, but it looks like the weather will permit. Those willing to volunteer to help take down flags should arrive at the Flag Park at 10 o'clock that day. And Kat Griffin, who lived and worked in Latin America for a number of years, will present Asylum, the Changing Face of Migration in the community room of the Village of Gays Mills Community Commerce Center. She is currently a Fond du Lac County Board Supervisor, and the event is coming up Sunday, November 17th at 4:30. The program will close with a discussion of how to have a better national conversation about immigration. The event hosted by the Kickapoo Valley Friends and the Gays Mills Public Library. That and our community calendar for today. Here's Desert Rose Band.
Beautiful liar, heartless survivor. Where are you taking me now? Smooth operator, do it all later. When will you ever come down? I still believe in you now somehow. I still believe in you now. We've been together. By now, there's trouble in my mind. I can't find the right lines. Get to you somehow. I still believe in you now, somehow. I still believe in you now. I still believe in you now, somehow.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO. I fought the law and the law won. They always do. Coming up, our update at 10 o'clock from ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour.